Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to Empowering Bites. This is where we keep it short and sweet. But who is the we? Well, the we is me, Nkechi, and
I'm Gabby with 1B. Pleased to be the co-host of these Empowering Bites, where we keep it short and sweet.
E to the A to the B to the what? Mamone! That is Gabby 1B Mamone. Let's go, girl. Let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans, and welcome to the next episode of Empowering Bites, where I am Nkechi, and she is Gabby Mamone, the co-host with the mostest of everything that I love so much in this world.
What you see in me, I see in you. The love is mutual. Thank you.
I love it. Thank you so much. So today we are unpacking literally one of my favorite topics, and it's around identity. And you know, I wanted to actually start with a story because I didn't really know I liked to talk about identity until I did the Speaker Slam competition, and the theme was identity. Yeah. And I'm going to say that God lined me up for that, because through my story, it has now become sort of the lane that I often especially using Empowered on My Skin and this platform to really help people, one, not only unlock their identity, but own it, you know, like start to try to, you know, be convicted about who they are, you know, and really help them be empowered and worthy of, you know, who they've been designed to be. And so just through that experience. So thank you, Rena. And oh my gosh, why is his name escaping me?
Dan.
And Dan! Sorry. Thank you, Rena and Dan, for creating that platform and unlocking this love that I have for identity. And so that's what we're here to talk about today.
I absolutely love it. So I would like to actually start off by asking you a question, if you don't mind.
Oh, go ahead.
So why do you think that most people are living as their authentic selves?
Why do I think people are not?
I guess the better question is, are they or are they not? And if they, and support that statement, like, do you think they are or do you think they're not, and why?
I don't even know if there's research out there, but I can only speak from personal experience. And using myself as an example, that when you are your identity or your self-worth or if you're walking around with, you know, sort of unresolved, unhealed pain, but when all of that is sort of tied to something that's outside of yourself, then I would say it'd be hard, probably hard to be living from a solid level of authenticity, right? Like, I think you were then be, I always say then you were then, you are living out what the world has ascribed to your human, right? Like,
right.
You're too tall, you're too short, you're too fat, you're too, you know what I mean? Too whatever,
yeah.
You're too whatever. That's what I think would happen.
Yeah.
For most of us, when we are not sort of attuned to our inner self, and where we haven't done sort of that work to figure out who that is and connect to that person in a meaningful way.
I appreciate you saying that, because when I take a look at my very close circle of people, there are some that I can actually pull out and feel like they are not living their authentic selves. And one characteristic I find that a lot of them have is that they're almost in the surviving mode, like almost like adapting or performing. And so does that come from them needing to feel loved or safe or feeling accepted? So I kind of really wanted your thoughts on that, because some people are very good at performing.
Yeah, I actually, it's interesting. I read something today, this afternoon, and it was around the inability to be able to connect with your real self when you are in survival mode. So
Mm.
it was talking about restoration doesn't happen by accident, and it's often shaped through the choices and rhythms and boundaries that slowly rebuild what life has worn down. And then it says many of us know how to survive difficult seasons, but survival and restoration are not the same thing.
Yeah.
And I think in restoration, that's when you start to return more to who you are. And so I remember, like, if I even go back to the when I was doing sort of identity research when I was getting ready to do that talk, one of the bases of my talk actually is a great book. And I know I've talked about it on this podcast multiple times, but A Return to Love.
Yes.
And so the work of restoration is about, returning to a place where those things that sort of took you away from the truth of yourself
Yeah.
are examined and sort of repurposed to be able to serve you better than how they were serving you, right? And so it's that work to sort of reach in and say that on any given day when something happens, that event that just happened is going to trigger like, especially if it's an event that's less, because we always say, like, if you want to know who you are, show me who you the who you are will show up when the worst happens, right? And so gosh, where was I going with that thought? But essentially what I was going to say is, like, it's about doing that work when the worst happens to really examine who's showing up. And if that person is feels icky, then that's where you actually need to pause and start to do the work, because that event that just happened that triggered that sort of brought that to the forefront triggered something that already lived inside of you. It didn't create it.
Yeah, that's so powerful because I personally believe that you can reconnect yourself later in life, right? There are situations, whether it's divorce, illness, grief, becoming parents, burnout, whatever it is that you're looking for. I actually believe that the pain becomes the interruption that forces reflection, right? The
I like
pain
that.
becomes the interruption before that forces reflection. So you can. So if anyone's listening and you think, well, how do I reconnect myself after divorce, after becoming a parent, whatever it is you're going through? It's fully possible because many people meet themselves for the first time in adulthood. Like we almost have to go through this to meet ourselves.
And I think what sort of just came to me that excited me is, like, I almost think it's important, at least for me, again, I'm going to speak for myself, to not walk through life as if I'm done. And what I mean, like, that who I am is done, right? Like, I truly do believe that the way that I operate on a daily basis is recognizing that every experience is either revealing something about myself or confirming something, right? Like, and it's always about recognizing that no matter what I'm going through, there is something for me to glean from it that is going to tell me a little bit more about who I am. Like, because I do believe, like, I didn't know who I'd be on the other side of grieving my father's passing. I don't know who I was going to be on the other side of, like, changing jobs and joining a new organization. And I think more importantly is when you strip yourself of titles or, privileges or things like that, I think it's also important to sort of take stock on who remains, because that's more of who you are.
You're absolutely right. Now, do you think that social media impacts identity?
Oh, I think horribly so. I mean, I was listening to an incredible podcast, and I realized we, especially you and me, we were born before the age of the internet.
Yes, we were.
Right?
Yes, we were.
And so and imagine how affected that we were. But in all honesty, like, the people that might have made you, like, sorry, contributed to you feeling like lacking self-worth or not feeling great about yourself, had to have been doing it in your in the presence of you, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like they were
Yes.
directly in front of you. So I think the impact was, and I'm not saying there was an impact or impact, but the impact was way different than it is now on social media, which is coming from all angles, and it's typically faceless, and it's loud, it's out there, and I think there's also a lot of comparisonitis, right? People scrolling through their socials and wishing that the lives that they're looking at other people belong to them, and then that also challenges identity. Like then suddenly you're questioning who you are, where you are in life, what's going on, why is their highlight reel that why does my highlight reel not look like their highlight reel? And I'm like yeah, you can get drowned in that really quite easily.
You just took the words out of my mouth. Like I was gonna say that it actually becomes dangerous when your identity depends on being perceived rather than being real, right? And so there's like this constant comparison, there's like pressure to perform, there's maybe like FOMO, like fear of missing out, like all these things of building identities around likes and approval. You know, I mean, we're all human, right? You post something and then you go back and see who's responded or who's liked it, right? You go through your friends, right? It does tie in, but it can become dangerous. And so that's why I really want to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not perfect, Gabby, but I recognize like one of the things I do is I post and I what did I call it? I call it my one and done. So I post and leave, which is not really great either because one of the things I get from my social media team is that I need to engage with the audience. But engaging with the audience means that you got to go back into your feeds, and possibly going back into your feeds might start to you've seen things that you don't want to see. Anyway, like it just makes me have to spend more time, and I potentially spend more time on things that can distract me from, you know, what I really need to be focusing on. But all that saying is that I oftentimes don't do it, especially in different seasons in my life. Like I know that I don't want to be susceptible to, you know, seeing things that could potentially dampen a season of life where I know that I'm working through, you know. I mean, if I think about like the season that I'm now navigating myself through, which is healing from my total hip replacement. Like I have to, when I look at like people that are either, you know, in the fitness world and competing, right? Like I have to really observe myself and ask myself and observe, am I feeling jealousy? Am I feeling like, how do I feel when I see those things? Am I genuinely happy for these people? And because some of them are acquaintances, people that I know, right, in my network. Am I feeling any inadequacy? You know, like you and I have talked about it, right? Like I was like I suddenly felt I recognized more through the season that there were I'm gonna say like there was identity work that I had to do with who I was and my fitness, you know, because
I'm
I
sure that
no,
there's. Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say because I am the least I'm least fit now than I have been in like decades, and for me. Let me just qualify because a lot of people are like, what? Like for me. And when I look at my body, it is not what I'm accustomed, it's not what I'm used to seeing. And I more so have to condition myself to not want to look what I used to look like, but embrace the journey of what I can look like with the right level of consistency and discipline and focusing on doing the right things, right? Because that's who I am.
In a moment to wrap up, because we're just running
Yes,
short.
that's right. That's
In a
right.
moment, I'm going to ask you for advice on what you would say to someone who no longer knows who they are. So while you're thinking about that, you know, I just wanted to share that I feel that some people are exhausted. Because they're performing. They feel like they're performing their whole life, you know, they and how do you perform? How do you heal when you're pretending? So I just want people to know that they're not broken. Like it's you know, many people were loved for who they were, not who they truly, truly were. And I think that, authenticity, it can feel scary, but acceptance has always been conditional. So, if you're listening, you can, you can find out who you were. And so I guess my question too is, what would you say to someone who no longer knows who they are?
I'm gonna say, and it might be unpopular, I think we always know who we are.
Okay.
I would say that it's about getting still, removing the distractions, and reconnecting back to your and reconnecting to your inner self.
I love it.
It's not gonna come from anything external. It's actually, for a period of time, it's turning out the external noise and reconnecting with yourself, I will be honest with you, as a Christian woman, I don't know how I would do that without God. And so for me, like even today, there was a thought that came, and I immediately was able to say, God, take the thought. Take the thought. Because that's not me, and I know I'm worthy. I know I'm a daughter of God. I know that the spirit of the living God flows through every cell of me, and that's the truth I want to anchor to. And so, but if God's not your thing, maybe it's nature. Get out of
Sure.
nature.
I guess ask yourself, who would you be? If nobody expected anything from you, if nobody judged you, if nobody needed you to perform, who would you be?
And write it down. Write it down. I think it's important. Write it down and write it in a place that you can read it every single day and remind yourself, because the how you talk to yourself is way more important than how either of us can talk to you.
Agreed. Ask yourself what parts of yourself are asking to come back home. Who would you be? I think it's so powerful.
And I also want to just leave this as a disclaimer. Gabby and I are doing this episode, and we also have parts of ourselves
You
that,
do.
yeah, that we
You
need
do.
to return back to our truth. So we are constantly doing the work.
Absolutely. We don't preach. We are doing the work, and that's why this podcast is Empowered in My Skin, because we really truly are embodying who we are meant to be and
That's
having
right.
these conversations as raw and truthful as they need to be, because there's no sugarcoating. We need to have these conversations.
That's right. Awesome. So, Gabby, I know you called it earlier, but you are right. We were literally almost forgot we had to end this show. So this is where we say, I'm Ink.
And I'm Gabby with 1B.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.